Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece in honor of National Arbor Day. Yesterday was National Arbor Day, the day for planting and caring for trees. This annual observance has come to focus more broadly on environmental stewardship and community improvement, and is now celebrated in all of our 50 states, as well as worldwide in 32 other countries. In the U.S., states may have their own Arbor Day observances, depending on climate and environmental factors. Thus, here in Maine, our state observance comes in the third week of May. Arbor Day was first celebrated a little over 150 years ago as settlers moved into what was then called the Nebraska Territory, a mostly treeless plain. These settlers missed trees, which for them had served as windbreaks and shade, keeping soil in place and providing fuel and lumber. In other words, they acknowledged their dependence on trees to help them in so many aspects of their daily material lives. But to our ancestors, trees meant more to them than just landscaping and lumber. Trees were respected as living beings. Worldwide and throughout the millennia, the people of long ago shared the concept of the tree of life, the mother tree, and they felt a profound kinship with this iconic tree, which had always been identified with the female side of the divine. This sense of kinship was enhanced by our shared traits with trees, like standing up in a vertical, upright posture, having bodies or trunks that are thick and sturdy, feet on the ground or roots in the ground, and arms or branches that reach up and out to the sky. The mother tree, or tree of life, was in many traditions also called the tree of knowledge, as recorded in the Bible. And the peoples of the ancient Indus River Valley civilization had their own goddess of the tree, calling her the source of all creation, of all wisdom. And it was said that this tree goddess gave humans the gift of language and literacy, inscribing each leaf of her tree with a different alphabetical letter. This sacred connection between the mother tree and language would later be found half a world away in the Oum, the Druidic tree alphabet of the Celts. In Germanic-speaking cultures, many terms related to learning and literacy and wisdom were derived from words for trees, such as our word book, that comes from Buch, the Germanic word meaning beech tree. Also, the word vid was the root word for wood and for wisdom. Hence, the mythic mother tree in Norse tradition was called Mjotvidir, meaning mother tree or mother wisdom. The mother tree, tree of life, tree of knowledge, or whatever different cultures called it, was seen as the axis mundi, the central axis around which the world and all of life revolved. And evidence of this concept can be found all over the world. For example, the mother of all living was embodied by the ancient Sumerian goddess Ishtar and her cosmic fig tree, which grew out of the center of the earth and whose branches reached up to the heavens and bore fruit that shone like stars. Another example is found in the Mayan tradition of ancient Mexico, where the tree of life or world tree was called first tree of the word or green tree of plenty, honoring both its wisdom and its nurturing support. And so, my friends, as we observe Arbor Day in the modern way of planting and caring for trees, let us also remember the reverence our forebears had for trees as symbols of life, nurturing, and wisdom. And may we all, in our own ways, be arborists who work for a greener tomorrow. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.